ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத் சத் ஸ்ரீகுருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஓம் சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் வியாசசங்கரமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஸ்ருதி ஸ்மிருதி புராணானாம் ஆலயம் கருணாலயம் நமாமி பகவத் பாத சங்கரம் லோக சங்கரம் சங்கரம் சங்கராச்சாரியம் கேசவம் பாதராயணம் சூத்ர பாஷ்ய கிருதௌ வந்தே பகவந்தௌ புனஃ புனஃ. சோ வென் திஸ் கிங் சுரதஹா அலாங் வித் த மர்ச்சன்ட் ரிச் மர்ச்சன்ட் சமாதிஹி அப்ரோச் த ரிஷி அண்ட் ஆஸ்க் ஹிம் த ரீசன் ஃபார் their suffering, the cause of their suffering, and why they are not able to get over this attachment, why there is a delusion. In spite of knowing why they are not able to get over this, they asked, and then Rishi started explaining. And the first Rishi said, asya samastasya சமஸ்தஸ்ய ஜந்தோஹோ விஷய கோச்சரே ஞானம் அஸ்தி. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஹி செட் ஆல் தி லிவிங் கிரீச்சர்ஸ் ஹாவ் நாலெட்ஜ், எண்டட் வித் நாலெட்ஜ், அண்ட் சம் பீயிங்ஸ் ஆர் அவேக், சம் பீயிங்ஸ் ஆர் அவேக் இன் தி டே, தேர் பிளைண்ட் இன் தி டே, டியூரிங் தி டே சம் கிரீச்சர்ஸ் ஆர் பிளைண்ட் இன் தி நைட், பட் ஆர் சம் பீயிங்ஸ் ஹூ ஆர் of the same vision during the day and night. Then he said, "Jnanaha manujaha." Not only human beings are endowed with knowledge. Similarly, all the animals, other creatures, birds, etc., are also endowed with knowledge. And the knowledge which is there on the part of human beings is also there on the part of all other animals. Which means, with reference to knowledge of perception, all the creatures are of the same level. So animals also have knowledge, the same knowledge. A human being are endowed with the knowledge of perception. Animals are also endowed with the knowledge of the perception. That much he said. Then he continued.
Jnanepi sati pashitan patangan chava chanchushu kana moksha dhritan mohat pidyamanana pikshudha. Jnanepi sati pashitan பதங்காஞ்சாவசஞ்சுஷு கணமோக்ஷாத்ருதான்மோஹாத் பீட்யமானானபி க்ஷுதா. மானுஷா மனுஜவ்யாக்ர சாபிலாஷா சுதான் ப்ரதி லோபாத் ப்ரத்யுபகாராய நன்வேதான் கின்ன பஷ்யசி.
ஹி சேஸ், தி ரிஷி சேஸ், பஷ்ய ஏதான். தி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன் யூ சீ, பஷ்ய ஏதான், ஜ்ஞானே அபி ஜ்ஞானேபி, பூர்வரூப சந்தி, பரரூப சந்தி, ஜ்ஞானே அபி அக்கார பிகம்ஸ் ஜாயின்ஸ் ஏகார, therefore called பூர்வரூப சந்தி. ஜானே அபி ஜானேபி சதி பஷ்ய ஏதான் பதங்காத் பதங்கான் பதங்கான் ஷாவ சஞ்சுஷு கண மோக்ஷாத் ரிதான் கண மோக்ஷாத் ரிதான் ஏதான் பதங்கான் பஷ்ய. பியூட்டிஃபுல் வர்ஸ். Let me tell the word meanings. He says, Yetan Pashya. Pashya means do see. Please see. Please see these. These etan is the objective plural. These. Pashya etan, pashya etan. Vriddhi sandhi. Pashya etan. Ivaigalai parin par. Please do see this. This means what? Patangan. Patangaha means a bird. Patangamaha. Patangaha, patagaha, patangaha, patangamaha means a bird. So patanga yetan patangan pashya. He shows the birds. Please do see these birds. Okay, what do these birds do? Etan patangan pashya. In the paravigalai paar. Please see these birds. What do they do? What do they do? Jnane sati api. Jnane sati api. See, jnanam means knowledge. The sati api is called sati saptami. Jnane sati api means even though they have the knowledge. Jnane sati api, even though these birds have the knowledge. What knowledge? That if they eat, they can get to, they can appease their hunger. That's not mentioned, it's implied. They are, this, even though these birds have the knowledge that if they eat, they can appease their hunger. Then, kshuda pidyamanan. And these birds are pidyamanaha. These birds are affected by hunger. They're all very hungry. Kshuda, kshut, kshut means hunger. Kshuda means hunger, kshut also means hunger. And kshuda is the third case of kshut. Kshuda by hunger, by appetite. Pidyamanaha. Please see these birds. These birds are actually afflicted by appetite, afflicted by hunger. And they also, in spite of these birds being hungry, in spite of knowing their hunger, jnane sati api kshuda pidyamanan. And please to see these birds which are affected by hunger. So pasinal pidikkappattirukkindravaigalai ipparavaigalai paar. What do they do? Mohat. And these birds are deluded. Mohat means what? Deluded means, deluded, mohat means due to the delusion. Due to the delusion of sense of ownership, sense of possession. Due to the sense of possession caused by delusion. Mohat means what? Mohat, due to the delusion. Delusion has caused what? Delusion in a sense of ownership, possession. What do they do? Kana mokshad. Shava chanchushu. Shavaha, shavaha means an offspring. Kunju. Shavaha means an offspring of a bird. Is called a shavaha. Baby bird. Is called a shavaha. Chanchuhu means beak. Chanchuhu means beak. Shava chanchushu. In the, through the beaks of these birds, these mother birds, what do they do? Kana mokshat. Kana means granules of food. Kana means, kanaha means granule, food granule. Mokshadrutan. They, what do? They put the granules of food into the beak, through the beaks of the, these baby birds. Moksha means leaving the granules of food into the mouth, in the beaks, through the beaks of birds, baby birds. They do. And Yetan Patangan Pashya. Please see these birds. Even though they're hungry, even though endowed with even though they have the knowledge that if they eat, they can appease their hunger. Still, in spite of being afflicted by hunger also, they feed their baby birds, offsprings. You know, because their attachment to them, because of sense of ownership over them, sense of possession as my babies, they think, therefore they feed them. This is the meaning revealed here. What exactly it means? So look at these birds. It means even these birds have this sense of belonging to their offsprings. That's why they feed them. Even if they are hungry, they do not eat selfishly. They're hungry. They're afflicted by hunger. They know they can eat and appease their hunger. Still, they do not eat and they feed their birds. So, shava chanchushu, patangan, shava chanchushu, patanga chava chanchushu. So, shava chanchushu, alahugal, kunjuhadin alahugalil, unavu tuhalgalai viduvadil, they are interested. So, may you see these birds, he says.
Manusha manuja vyagra. Sabhilasha sutan prati lobhat pratyupakaraya nanvetan kinna pashyasi.
Now he says, even these birds feed their offsprings, ignoring their own appetite and hunger, because of their attachment to their offsprings, they feed. Now he says, hey Manuja Vyagra, this rishi is calling this king Manuja Vyagra. Vyagra means, Vyagraha means tiger. Manuja Vyagra means what? O tiger among the human beings. Like Rishabha, like Krishna was calling Arjuna, Rishabha, Rishabha, Bharatarshabha. Later he is calling Manuja Vyagra. Manidrahalil Pulipondravane. But we had to be very careful, okay? We shouldn't be using the word Vyagra in here. We do have police. Okay. Hey Manuja Vyagra. Isn't it? Nowadays we have. Okay. Manuja Vyagra. Oh, exalt among human beings. Oh, king. Manushaha. You can say first word is Manushaha. Manushaha means Manushyaha. Human beings, what do they do? Sabhilashaha. Abhilasha means desire, passion. Sabhilashaha means they have tremendous amount of attachment. Sabhilashaha means human beings are sabhilashaha. Manushyaha sabhilashaha. No, abhilasha sahitaha. Abhilasha sahitaha. Abhilasha udayavargal, patrudayavargal. Human beings are endowed with attachment. So manushaha sabhilashaha means abhilasha sahitaha patra udayavargal. Human beings are endowed with attachment. We are very attached. And then, they attach to whom? Sutan prati. Sutaha means sons. Towards their sons. They have attachment towards their sons. They have great attachment towards their sons. So, pratyupakaraya means expecting help in return. Pratyupakaraya. Pratyupakaraha help in return. Lobhat, due to their greed for help in return. Expecting the help in return. These human beings are attached to their sons. Nanu means, isn't it? Etan kim na pashyasi. Etan kim na pashyasi. Don't you see these birds? These birds are attached to their offsprings. So human beings are also equally attached to their sons. But why are they attached? There is a greed. Greed for what? They expect something in return from their children. Pratyupakaraya lobhat sutan prati manushyaha manushaha sabhilashaha santi. நன்மையை எதிர்பார்த்து தன் மக்களிடம் பற்றோடு இருக்கிறார்கள் மனிதர்கள். He says, now don't you see these birds? Etan kimna pashyasi? Now we'll continue with this.
Tathapi mamata varte moha garte nipatitaha. Tathapi mamata varte moha garte நிபாதிதாஹ மகாமாயா பிரபாவேன சம்சாரஸ்திதிகாரிணா மகாமாயா பிரபாவேன சம்சாரஸ்திதிகாரிணா.
Can you hear me? Okay. So please don't you see these birds? He asked in the previous verse. Now he's saying, tathapi, even then, maha maya prabhavena. The maha maya prabhavaha is in second line. Maha maya prabhavena. See, prabhavaha means influence. Prabhavena or grace. Because of the grace of Mahamaya, the Devi, because of the grace of Devi Mahamaya, Mahamaya Prabhavena, Mamata Varte, Avartaha means, Avartaha in Tamil means a Shri. Avartaha means, actually, they're having a sense of attachment. Mamata varte. Mamata means sense of possession, sense of ownership, sense of belonging. It's called mamata. Mamatai. Ennudayadu engindra ennam. Mamata. In Tamil is mamadai. Mamata means sense of possession, sense of ownership, sense of belonging is called mamata. So because the grace of Maya, because of the power of Maya, being endowed with this sense of mamata varte, having this sense of ownership, sense of belonging, moha garte nipatitaha. So the word prabhavaha has three meanings. One meaning is grace, one meaning is influence, one meaning is the power. So because of the power of Maya, because of the influence of Maya, because of the grace of Maya, the word Prabhavaha has three different meanings. But he should take it as power of Maya. Because of the power of Maya, Moha Garte Nipatitaha. Mohaha means delusion, Gartaha means drench. They have been, nipatitaha means they have been pushed into the trench of delusion. Mohamendra engindra kulile thallapattullargal. They have been pushed into the trench of mohaha, delusion. And therefore what happened now? They have been pushed into the trench of delusion by whom? By the power of Maya. And endowed with what? In power of Maya, they're endowed with sense of belonging. They've been pushed into the trench of delusion. And samsara sthiti karina. Samsara sthitihi kari. See, this Devi is the one who is the cause of some, who actually causes the samsara, the source of samsara, you can say. Other meaning is, these people are in, now they're trapped into samsara kari, means samsara sthitikari. Who is the cause of samsara? It is this Maya Devi, because of whose power, who is the source of samsara, and because of whose power they had the sense of possession, and they've been pushed into or felt into the trench of delusion. What does it mean? They are, human beings are deluded. They lack discriminative understanding. And this is because of Maya. Maya causes delusion. And because delusion, they have sense of possession. And now they remain in line in samsara. So samsara because of delusion, lack of understanding, discriminative understanding. And because of delusion, they have mamata, sense of possession. And who caused this source of samsara? Devi's power. Okay, now.
Tannatra vismaya karyo yoga nidra jagatpatehe. Tannatra vismaya karyo yoga nidra jagatpatehe. Mahamaya hares chaiva. Mahamaya hares chaiva taya sammohyate jagat. Tannatra vismayah karyo yoga nidra jagatpatehe. Mahamaya hares chaiva taya sammohyate jagat.
Now beautiful, gradually he's coming to subject matter now. He says, who is this Mahamaya? Mahamaya, the great power. Whose power it is? Harehe. Harehe. And who is this Hari? Hari means Haris. Who is this Hari? Hare's Yoga Nidra. So, Mahavishnu's Yoga Nidra. Harehe Yoga Nidra. Harehe Yoga Nidra means what? Hari's sleep, Yoga Nidra. Is what? Mahamaya. And who is this Hari? Jagatpatihi. Jagatpatehe Harehe Yoga Nidra Maya. First he is introducing Maya here. Who is Maya? What is Maya? Who is the source of samsara? And who causes the delusion? Who is instrumental in having the delusion? Because of delusion, how the sense of possession? Why there is samsara? This is Maya. And who is this Maya? He is introducing Jagatpatehe Harehe Yoganidra. Jagatpati is adjective for Hari. Jagatpatihi, the Lord of the universe, the protector of the universe is Jagatpatihi. Who is this protector of the universe? Jagatpatihi, Harihi, Lord Vishnu. And Hari's Yoga Nidra, the sleep of Lord Hari, the Lord of the universe, is Mahamaya. Taya means Taya Mayaya. By her, by that Maya, the sleep of Lord Vishnu, the protector of the universe, Jagat Sammohyate, Taya Sammohyate, Taya Maya Jagat Sammohyate, the entire universe is deluded by that Maya, Taya Maya Jagat Sammohyate, passive voice sentence, Mayaya, Taya, Jagat Sammohyate, Taya Maya subject, Jagat object, Sammohyate is deluded. Passive voice sentence. And who is this Maya by whom the universe is deluded? Sleep of Lord Vishnu, the Lord of the universe. Yes, Tat Na Atra Vismayaha. Tat atra vismayaha na karyaha. What does it mean? Tat அத்ர விஸ்மயஹ ந காரியஹ. தத் மீன்ஸ் ரிகார்டிங் தட் விஸ்மயஹ ந காரியஹ, ஒன் ஷுட் நாட் வண்டர் அபவுட் இட். So there should not be aascharyam padakkudadu. Okay, vismayaha na ka, vismayaha means wonder, that one should not be wondering, oh, why there is samsara, why this world is deluded, why human beings are deluded. So don't wonder. Okay, regarding the delusion of human beings, the world being deluded, don't be surprised, don't wonder. Why? It is this maya, by her this world is deluded. Taya mayaya etat jagat idam jagat etat jagat sammohyate. See, sammohyati, active verb, passive verb, sammohyate is deluded. So don't be surprised. Why? It's very natural for the world to be deluded, people to be deluded, because it is the maya. And this maya is none other than the sleep, yoga nidra of Lord Vishnu. There's some philosophical aspect I'll tell you later on. Why sleep is said to be Vishnu's, maya is said to be Vishnu's sleep. When the entire gross universe, in fact, the total universe, the entire gross manifestation experienced in the waking state is Lord Vishnu. The whole cosmos obtaining in the waking state, looked upon as manifestation of knowledge, is Bhagavan Vishnu Virat. And when this entire gross universe resolves, when the subtle universe resolves, gross universe also resolves. When everything is resolved, then there is deep sleep state. And deep sleep state, there is total ignorance. And you imagine the total ignorance at this total samashti level. Individual sleep, you know, individual deep sleep state, avidya. The total gross universe resolves, total subtle universe resolves, when everything, there is total unmanifest universe, then there is total ignorance, maya. Therefore, maya is said to be the sleep of Virat.
Jnani nama pichetamsi devi bhagavati hisa பலாதாக்ருஷ்ய மோஹாய மகாமாயா பிரயச்சதி. ஞானி நாமபி சேதாம்சி தேவி பகவதி ஹி சா பலாதாக்ருஷ்ய மோஹாய மகாமாயா பிரயச்சதி.
Don't forget, now we are still seeing the first chapter. There Rishi Markandeya has started narrating, and there he talked about this Savarnihi, son of Surya Bhagavan, how he became the eighth Manahu. He was going to elaborate. Then they introduced the king Surataha and the Surataha. And what happened to him, we explained. Then afterward, he went to the forest. Jungle. There he went to the ashram. In the ashram, he saw a sage, and then he also met this merchant. He took the merchant, who also had the same story, and they both met the Rishi Medhas. They're talking to him. Now Rishi Medhas is talking to these two people, addressing the king who is sitting along with Samadhi, the merchant. Don't forget this story. Now he's telling, Jnani nama pichetamsi devi bhagavati hisa balada krishya mohaya mahamaya prayachati. What is this maya shakti capable of doing? This maya shakti is another than who alone, who is obtaining in the form of the sleep of Lord Vishnu, the protector of the universe. It is she by whom entire world is deluded. What does she do? Sa Bhagavati. Sa Bhagavati. That Bhagavati, that Devi. Sa Bhagavati Devi. Indeed, he. Prayachati. Sa Devi Bhagavati Mahamaya. The three words are only one Maya. Sa Bhagavati Devi Mahamaya. That absolute primordial power, the total absolute primordial power, known as Mahamaya, Sa Devi Bhagavati Devi Mahamaya. What does she do? Prayachati. She gives. She gives means what? She gives. Whom does she give? What does she give? Chetamsi. She takes the minds. Chetamsi means mind. Chetas sakaranta apusakalinga shabdaha. Chetamsi minds. She grabs all the minds. No, Devi Maya grabs all the minds. Chetamsi means manamsi. Manangalai. Minds of whom? Jnani namapi. So she grabs not the minds of ordinary people alone, even the minds of the so-called learned wise people. Jnaninam chetamsi api. She grabs the minds of even wise people, learned people. Okay, how does she? Baladakrishati. Forcefully she grabs. Akarshati. Mahamaya is grabs, takes, robs the minds of even the wise people. He grabs the minds, and whom does she give it to? She gives those minds to Mohaya. She gives the minds to delusion. Very, very poetic this is, okay? She takes and gives, okay? Mahamaya, Sa Devi, Mahamaya. By uttering these names, hearing the names, you'll have a lot of Shakti, I tell you. Sa Bhagavati Devi Mahamaya Balat forcefully, powerfully, Balat forcefully, Akrishya, just grabbing, attracting those minds, and she gives them to Mohaya Prayachati, Mohatrikku Kodukkiral. What does it mean? I mean, it is she who is responsible for all the minds to remain deluded. All the minds are given to delusion. Okay? It is because of the power of Mahamaya. Mahamaya, she is responsible in all the minds being given to delusion. So, Sa Devi Bhagavati Mahamaya, Jnaninam Api Chetamsi, Balat Akarshati. Akarshati attracts. Akrishya, having drawn, pulled all the minds, she gives those minds to Mahamaya. Say, Mohaha, delusion. Mohaya Prayachati. Okay. Taya visrujyate vishwam. Beautiful verses now. Now who is this Maya? Now he is going to present Maya as the material cause of the universe. Look at this. Taya visrujyate vishwam. Trailokyam sacharacharam. Saisha prasanna varada. Drinam bhavati muktaye. Saitaya visrujyate vishwam. Trailokyam sacharacharam saisha prasanna varada drinam bhavati muktaye. Beautiful verse. She says, Vishwam, characharam Vishwam. Vishwam means the universe. This universe. Which universe? Characharam Vishwam. Chara means mobile, achara means immobile. Chara means living, animate. Achara means inanimate. So chara charam vishwa means this universe of animate, inanimate beings, living, non-living things, this universe, visrujyate, created. Okay, srujyate, created. V is a prefix. Srujyate, srujyati, creates, active voice verb. Passive voice verb, srujyate. Srujyati, creates. Srujyate, is created. Visrujyate, creates. Visrujyate, is created. What is created? Trilokyam, all three worlds. So, all three worlds means the cosmos in its entirety. Bhuhu, bhuvaha, subaha. The cosmos in its entirety, consisting of living, non-living things, animate and inanimate beings, has been created. Is created by her. Trilokyam sacharacharam vishwam taya visrujyate, is created by her. Taya is what? Sa te taha tam te taha taya tabhyam tabhi taya by her. Taya mayaya visrujyate. Kim yet, I'm adding etat, okay? Etat. Trilokyam characharam vishwam taya devya visrujyate. All simple present tense, passive voice sentences. I'm sure every one of you must be able to appreciate. Taya mayaya yet trilokyam characharam vishwam visrujyate. And what does it do? Sa esha saisha. Sa such devi. Okay, saw that Devi by whom this entire cosmos of three worlds of living and non-living things is created, that Devi, Yesha, Prasanna. Prasanna means when she is happy, when she is pleased. Prasanna means when she is pleased. Prasannaha is pleased, masculine gender. Prasanna, when she is pleased. Prasanna Devi, when she is pleased, satisfied, then she is Varada, bestower of boons. Sa Devi alone, Esha, she, who is, when she is pleased, she becomes a bestower of boons. Prasanna Varada Bhavati. When pleased, Devi becomes the bestower of boons. For whom? Nrinam. Bestower of boons of people. And for what? Which boon? He says, Muktaye. Muktaye for attainment of moksha. Muktihi ikaranta strilinga shabdaha. What is the dative case of Muktihi? Muktaye. So she is the bestower of boon for moksha, for human beings. She becomes the bestower of boons for moksha of human beings when she is pleased. So if Devi is pleased, she can bless us with moksha. Nrinam. Nr, rikaranta pullinga shabda, nr. So nrinam of human beings. So for moksha of human beings, for the moksha of human beings, she becomes the bestower of boons if she is pleased. Who? That Devi by whom Characharam, Trilokyam, Characharam, Vishwam, Visrujyate. Savidya Parama Muktehe Heturbhuta Sanatani. Very beautiful. You'll see that now. Now she was presented earlier as total ignorance, Maya. Now who is she going to say differently? Savidya Parama Muktehe.
tehe hetu bhuta sanatani samsara bandha hetuscha saiva sarveshwareshwari savidya parama muktehe hetu bhuta sanatani samsara bandha hetuscha saiva sarveshwareshwari.
Now it is this Devi who alone who is the source of samsara, who deludes people's minds, who grabs even the minds of wise people and gives to delusion. And such Devi, when she is pleased, she becomes the bestower of boon of even for the moksha of people, and by whom it is by her the entire world is created. Now she parama vidya muktehe. She is the exalted knowledge. Parama vidya. What is parama vidya? Brahma vidya. It is she who herself is later on become Brahma vidya. Amazing. She herself, what now? Brahma vidya. She herself is Brahma vidya. Muktehe hetuhu, hetubhuta parama vidya. Hetubhuta means, hetuhu means the cause. So what is the cause of muktihi? Muktehe hetubhuta. Muktehe hetubhuta parama vidya sa. She herself is the cause of moksha, the absolute knowledge. She is the cause of moksha in terms of, she is the means of attainment of moksha in terms of absolute knowledge, parama vidya. Muktehe hetubhuta parama vidya sa sanatani. Sanatanaha, masculine gender word. Sanatani, feminine gender word. Sanatanaha means eternal. Sanatani also means eternal. Why? Devi being the power of eternal reality. Brahma, Devi is also eternal. Therefore, sa param, sanatani sa. So the power of reality, which is also eternal, eternal power, she is eternal power, and she alone is the cause of moksha in terms of the absolute knowledge. Sanatani sa sanatani muktehe hetubhuta paramavidya. Kala varayarayatra ashaktiye muktik karanamana brahma vidyahum irikkiral paramavidya. Now, samsara bandha hetuscha sa eva. That saiva, sa plus eva, saiva. Vriddhi sandhi, sa plus eva, saiva. Avaledan, sa, she herself. Sa, eva is an emphatic expression, indeclinable word. Sa, eva, andha parashaktiyedan. So, that absolute power alone is what? Sarva Ishvara Ishvari. Sarva Ishvara Ishvari means the Lord of all Lords. She is the Lord of all Lords. And she is the cause of bondage and freedom. Samsara Bandha Hetuhu. She is the cause of bondage of samsara. So she herself, this eternal power, because she herself is the means of attainment of, means of moksha in terms of parama vidya, brahma vidya, and she herself is the cause of samsara. Samsara bandha hetuhu. Mukti hetuhu sa, bandha hetuhu sa. Got it? Hetuhu means cause. Who is the bond, cause of bondage? Devi is the cause of bondage of samsara. Samsara bandha hetuhu sa. Bandha bondage hetuhu cause. Samsara bandha. Cause of bondage of samsara. She. And mukti hetuhu sa. And she is the cause of freedom also. She is the cause of both bondage and freedom. And she is what? Sarva Ishwara Ishwari. Sarva Ishwara Ishwari. She is the Lord of all the Lords. She is the primordial power in who and in without whose grace nothing is here. Who is this Devi? Amazing. Got it now? This is a secret. Devi is the one who is the cause of bondage, cause of freedom also. Moksha hetuhu, mukti hetuhu, Devi, bandha hetuhu, Devi. Who tells all this? Rishi Medhas. To whom this lamenting king and his friend, the merchant Samadhi. Okay.
Savidya parama muktehe hetu bhuta sanatani. Savidya parama mukter.
Muktehe hetu mukter hetu. Hetu bhuta. Bhuta means just to say adding, that's all. Hetuhu, to adjust with the added bhuta. Hetu bhuta means hetuhu. Muktehe hetuhu saeva, sanatani saeva, samsara bandha hetuhu cha saeva. And she herself is the cause of bondage of samsara. And she is the Lord of all the Lords. Okay. Rajovacha. Now here, Raja wanted to give some rest for the Muni. This very important lesson when he started speaking, king interrupted. Okay. This is what happened in the Vedanta class also. Something serious the teacher started telling. That is when people want to interrupt. Because then they can't rest anymore. So here, he was simply telling about how all the beings are endowed with the knowledge, human being endowed with knowledge, there's no difference with all animals. No, as far as sense of belonging, possession is concerned, there's no difference between animals and human beings. He wanted to tell it. He was telling. Then he had talking about Devi. Who is this Devi? He introduced Devi. Now there's a question. I'm going to ask you the question. Okay, please make a note. We have to make a notes now. Maya ka. Who is Maya? Where is the answer? You have to start the answer from 54. Jagatpatehe harehe yoga nidra maya. And then what does she do? Sa maya yogyayana pichetamsi balat akrisha mohaya prayachati. And taya maya tailokyam acharam vishwam visrujyate. Sa prasanna nrina muktaye varada bhavati. She becomes the bestower of boon of people for moksha. And she herself is the means of attainment of moksha in terms of Brahma Paramavidya. And she herself is the cause of bondage of samsara. That is why, if one verse, manayeva manushyanam, karanam bandha mokshayoho. Your mind is the cause of bondage and freedom. Samsara bandha mokshayoho. Bandha mokshayoho karanam manahayeva. Now whose mind is this? That is why Maya is Mahavishnu's deep sleep state of mind. So Mahavishnu's mind is deep sleep state. Okay. And we are all in Mahavishnu's dream now. Bhagavan's dream is what? Our waking state.
Rajovacha Bhagavan kahi sa devi Mahamayeti yam bhavan Braviti katham utpannasa Karmas karmasyascha kim dvija.
Now, immediately the king is so interested. Already the rishi is speaking. But he's asking now, Rajovacha gunasandhi. Bhagavan, O Lord. This expression, okay, Bhagavan is what? Vocative case of Bhagavan. Takaranta pullinga shabdaha is what? Bhagavat shabdaha. In nominative case, Bhagavan. In vocative case, Bhagavan. Hey Bhagavan, O Bhagavan. Hey, O Lord. Sa Devi ka. Who is the Devi? Typical question, okay? Already rishis are speaking. He is called restlessness, okay? Sa Devi ka. Ka sa Devi. Who is the Devi? Mahamaya iti. Who is the Devi Mahamaya? Yam Bhavan Braviti. You are talking about her. Yam Bhavan Braviti. Yam whom Bhavan you Braviti. You speak. O Lord, who is the Devi Maya? Mahamaya? About whom you are talking? Braviti. Yare patri tangal pesirgro and the Mahamaya yar. He started speaking. Why is he interrupting? That shows what? Human restlessness. Agitation. Okay. Hey Bhagavan, Yam Bhavan Braviti Mahamaya Iti Sa Devi Ka. Ka Sa Devi. Mahamaya Yendre Yare Tangal Kurhirkado. அந்த தேவி யார் மகாமாயா என்று மகாமாயா இதி யாம் பவான் பிரவீதி மகாமாய் என்று யாரை தாங்கள் கூறுகிறீர்களோ யார் அந்த தேவி ஹூ இஸ் த தேவி ஹூம் யூ சே யூ கால் மகாத்மாயா மகாமாயா கதம் உற்பன்னா சா ஹவு டிட் ஷி கம் இன் டு எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் கதம் சா உற்பன்னா சி உற்பன்ன அகெயின் பார்ட்டிசிபல் Utpanna is intransitive verb anyway. Utpadyate, sampadyate, sampanna. Same root but prefix is different. Utpadyate, originates, comes into existence. Utpanna. Sa katam utpanna, how did she originate? Karma asyaha cha kim, what is her work? What is her activity? Asyaha karma kim? Karma asyaha. Asyaha ivaludaya. Karma cha kim? And what is her pravrittihi? Karma means what is her activity? What is her function? Kim? Asyaha karma kim? Kim? Asyaha karma kim? What is her activity? O Dvija means O twice born. This king is addressing the sage mages as O Dvija, O twice born. Hey Bhagavan, O Lord. Yam Bhavan Mahamaya iti Braviti. Braviti means Vadati. Same meaning. Yam Bhavan Mahamaya iti Braviti. Sa Devi ka. Who is the Devi? Sa katham utpanna. How did she come into existence? How did she originate? Asyaha karma cha kim. And what is her activity? Three questions the king is asking. Who is the Devi? How did she originate? And what is her function? What is her activity? அஸ்யாக இவளுடைய, தஸ்யாக அவளுடைய. அஸ்யாக ஹ, வாட் இஸ் ஹர், கிம், கிம் கர்ம அஸ்யாக. ச மீன்ஸ் அண்ட், பிகாஸ் த்ரீ க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ் ஆர் தேர். ஆஃப்டர் செகண்ட் க்வெஸ்சன் ஹி ஆட்ஸ் அண்ட், வாட் இஸ் ஹர் ஆக்டிவிட்டி ஆர் ஃபங்க்ஷன், வாட் இஸ் ஹர் நேச்சர், வாட் இஸ் ஹர் ஃபங்க்ஷன். He doesn't stop.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.